Blog Talk Radio.
This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew.
Fry this beef stew. Fry this beef stew.
Ladies night. Hello, 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 and welcome. Welcome. Thank you for joining me. This is your girl, Kay Nicole, and this is Ladies Night. We're going to have this show going on every Friday, 11:30 to 12. Make sure y'all tune into that. And, you know, every lady want to talk about everything. So this show mainly be based on all women topics, you know, women-based topics, you know, like fashion, parenting, relationship, gossip, help, et cetera, whatever. Whatever we can talk about, we're going to talk about here. Oh, but, you know, don't exclude the fellas. The fellas, we definitely want you to call in and talk to us, give your opinion, and, you know, help us understand what's going on with you guys, too. And today, we got a lot of things going on, and our women-based topics. My topic for today will be the 10 things men want in a bed, ladies. The 10 things men want in a bed. So we're going to check that out. But before we do, I definitely want to say my condolences to Miss Etta James and her family. She passed away today. Etta James died today of cancer, complications from leukemia. You know, it's a terrible thing, of course, you know. And Miss James was born January 25th, 1938, in Los Angeles, California. Her nickname was Peaches. I never knew that. That's something new for me. Three-time Grammy Award winner, Etta James is a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee and one of the most dynamic jazz, gospel, R&B, rock, soul singer and music today, you know. She was a gospel prodigy at the age of 5. That's some information I didn't know either. And in 1954, she put out her first hit, which was Roll With Me, Henry. A lot of you old timers know about that one. And what else? And, you know, Miss Jane, best hit for most of us know her for as At Last. You know, that timeless hit, timeless ballad, At Last. And we all know Beyonce tried to portray her in the movie Cadillac Records, and the song she did the song also for Etta James, All I Could Do Is Cry. And Miss Etta James, we all know that too, wasn't too happy with that. So we're gonna get into my little tribute to Etta James, and then we'll come back and talk about the top 10 things your man want in the bed. Again, this is your girl, K. Nicole, Ladies Night. Here we go.
Down.
could do was all right.
Get right into our topic. Like I said, today's topic is 10 things a man really want in bed. Ladies, 10 things your man really want in the bedroom. So the first thing we got is enthusiasm, ladies. You have to get into it, man. They want us to initiate it a little more. Bring the sex on. They always asking. You got a partner that's always asking and always starting it off. They start to wonder, why don't she want me? Why don't she interest me, what's going on? So basically, ladies, they want us to be a little more aggressive. So try to get it going on in there, ladies. Anyway, we go to number two. Number two on our list is change. Now, this is a good one. Ladies, you know, we get caught up everyday routines. We go to work. Some of us stay home moms. We start getting into cleaning, laundry, household chores. By the time you finish doing homework, everything else, I mean, still got your man that's waiting on you. Oh, man, But you have to change it up a little bit. You know, you can't just roll over tonight, ladies. Doll yourself up a little bit. Get yourself together. Show your man that you're still interested. You know, give him a little change, a little variety. That's the essence of us women. We can handle all that and still take care of our man. So, you know, before you get little tricks and stuff, little things you could do, maybe little stuff like, you know, before you get in the shower, throw a little flash, show a little boob, something that'll keep his eyes wondering. You know, maybe invite him in the shower. Who knows? That's even cool, too. You know, that's a nice little thing. So, you know, lady, just out there, keep a variety in a relationship, you know? So, you know what? I got a call on the line. Let me talk to my caller. Maybe the caller can give me some insight on what's going on with my two top 10 things men really want in women. Let me ask. Caller, are you there? Hello, caller. Oh, I think my caller shied away. So we'll keep it going. Number three on the list, adventure, ladies. Men like little adventure. Every now and then we have to do something bad and bold. Keep our man's attention. That's something we have to do, you know? Keep the sex life open. Maybe I could try something new. Maybe something in public. Hey, I don't know. Maybe that's a little too much. But if that's a little too much, spice it up at home, you know? Do it in the laundry room. Maybe a little 1-2 on a table, on a counter. Or maybe, you know, you guys could do a little quickie in the bathroom real quick, you know? You know how it goes away. Anyway, let's get into number four. Number four, wow. I think I might have to really, really brace myself because some of y'all out there take this one to the next level. Number four is generosity. All right, ladies, let's keep it grown. You know our men like our generosity, that specific kind of generosity. I'm going to say it, oral sex. Men want a little more of that in a bedroom. So, you know what? You got to try to think about that. Keep it sexy in there. Do what they need. We're going to keep moving down this list to number five. But before we get into number five, make sure y'all always tune in. This is K. Nicole on Beast Through Radio. Ladies Night every Friday, 11:30 to 12. All right, number five, authenticity. I don't know about that one. This one is something we all have done, ladies. You know what I'm talking about, authenticity. Stop faking, ladies. Stop faking. It doesn't help. It doesn't help the relationship if you're faking and your partner, your husband, your spouse doesn't even know what's going on or what you like or what you're doing. Be specific about the things you want and the things you need. And he would appreciate it if you communicate with him. He wants that lovemaking to be the bomb because of him. He don't want you sitting there pretending like something went down. It's not helping you either. You ain't getting nowhere with it. So, you know, keep the authenticity in it. Be authentic, you know? Let me get into another song. This is my song right here. Little Common playing first. So, you know, hold on 1 second. Let's get the music going. Here we go.
Okay, right. Told you it's gonna be on like the benches that we lean on. Put my team on, get our heat on. I knew her when she stripped. Her name was Chardonnay. My niggas move work even on a holiday. We come from porches to alleyways. I'm the big ticket. Don't need no one to validate.
We
celebrate.
Got a couple minutes in town, a couple hundred bitches around. So baby, gone and get us around, 'cause I got all my niggas around. Celebrate.
In the morning, love,
It's your girl, KT.
Legendary.
Let's go.
I got a caller on the line. Let me see what this caller want to say. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, how are you? Thank you for calling in. May I ask who's calling?
Alonzo.
Alonzo? Hey, Alonzo, how you doing, Alonzo? Where you from?
Alonzo from the Bronx.
What's up, Alonzo? So, Alonzo, what do you think so far about the top 10 things? We got... The first one I have, I only told you five so far: enthusiasm, variety in the bedroom, adventure, generosity, and being real, not fake. So what do you think about that?
So far, so good, but you missed the most important thing.
What's the most important thing?
They want to feel like men before they get in bed with you.
Oh, okay. There we go, lady. He's letting you know. So, okay, so tell us. What is it that the ladies need to do to the men before
you
they get
You call
sex?
It foreplay.
Foreplay? All right. Yep. I thought maybe a little different change in a woman, like a little enthusiasm. Maybe she's a little more aggressive with her actions or a little variety.
That's it. That
a little
has its place. That has its
you know?
Place.
All right.
That has its place.
So, man,
nothing beats the aura of making a man feel like a man.
Is a foreplay leading
That's
to it all. Thank you so much, Alonzo. I appreciate your call. Call
and
again.
I appreciate your show.
Keep tuning in. Thank you again. Again, this is Ladies Night with K. Nicole. That was Alonzo with his insight on 10 things your man really want from a one in bed. And I'll get back to the music. Let me play this one.
Just another boy or a girl. Baby, you and I, baby, you and I to change the world. I don't ever want just another boy or a girl to love. I'm stuck, 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 stuck on you. God, no cameras, we got no champagne, but we got drugs. No, I've got nothing to do but to be so you. Purple seats, symbol clock, gonna spend my time rocking on top. Yeah, I've got nothing to do but to be stuck on you. Baby, you're my Johnny Walker, baby, it's true. So I'll just be stuck on, stuck on fucking you.
Hello, and we're back. That was Lady Gaga, and I'm stuck on you. That song tickles me so much. I like it. Okay, we're going to get into number 6 on the 10 things your man really want in bed, the 10 things your man want in the bedroom. We'll say attention. That's something with Alonzo. We had Alonzo just call us, said he want a little foreplay, a little attention before it even lead up to whatever it's going to lead up to.
Hello?
You know what? Hello? Yes, I have another caller. Hey. Hello, how are you?
Hello, how are you? This is Kalima in the building.
Hey, Kalima, how are you? Thanks for calling tonight. Did you listen to, you heard our little rundown list so far?
Yes, so far, yes, I have.
So what do you think? You think that we going the right way so far to keep our men happy in the bedroom?
Of course, definitely.
Okay, let me get in. I'm going to keep...
All
right, there we go. That's what I'm talking about. So I'm going to keep my list going. You stay on the line, and maybe I'll give you a couple of more questions. Is that all right?
Okay.
All right. Okay, so number 6, we got attention. Life is definitely hard out there, ladies. You know, we all get caught up in every day-to-day basis living. Some of us are very dedicated career women. Some of us are very dedicated mothers at home, you know. And, We get caught up in spending so much time doing everything else that we forget about our men. So, lady, just give them a little attention, a little extra hugs and kisses. And
exactly. And a little bit of booty on the
love.
Side.
You see, there we go.
No.
All right. We got number 7 coming in. Say it again. Let me hear you, Kalima. What you
said? I said you got to keep that booty right and tight. All day.
Keep the booty right and tight. All right. We're going to get into number 7, courage. Oh, we got another caller. Hello, caller. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, sis?
Hey, what's going on? How are you? Who's calling today?
Hey, Nicole. You know, this is the one and only Kappa. Had to call
Kappa!
In.
Kappa! Wow!
My girl
thanks
doing
for calling,
her thing.
Kappa.
First night, you getting it in. That's what's up.
Yeah. I'm working it out. Thanks for calling, bro. So give me your perspective. What's going on with you? How does the men feel about me going through the little list that I did a research on, and this is what they say you guys want? So tell me.
No, I pretty much agree, but, you know, I got my own little additives, you know what I'm saying? I want in the bedroom, right?
Uh-huh. What's that? Explain.
5 balloons.
5 balloons.
A squeegee.
5 balloons.
What? A squeegee.
A squeegee,
what
right?
A squeegee.
Huh?
That's the, oh, my God, a squeegee?
Yeah, a squeegee. Right?
Oh, wow.
Chicken neck.
A chicken
right?
neck.
One chicken neck.
Yeah. What we doing? What we doing? Some rituals or something in the bedroom?
Nah, it's not rituals. I'm telling you, it's sexy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's okay.
A chicken neck.
Yeah.
Okay, so what we do with the chicken neck? What happens with that?
See, what you do, right? You put the chicken neck on the floor, right? You get the squeegee, right?
Okay, be listening. That sounds interesting.
You yell four, and then you smack you hit the chicken neck with the squeegee, and if you hit your mate, you get points. Sexy.
Oh my goodness.
So I'm gonna leave it at that. I'm out.
Listen.
Sexy.
That's the Kappa. With the Monday night tour, Kappa and B Stu, they on Monday night, every night, 11:30 to 12. Oh, my God, Kappa, you always crazy. Thanks for calling, and I appreciate that call. Wow, that's the Kappa.
That's
the Kappa,
right, girls. Don't forget
chicken
neck.
She need a chicken neck. Oh, my God, that's the first time I heard that one. So let me get back into my number seven. Number seven is courage. You know, a lot of times we get into fights. And I mean fights. You know them fights where you and your man ain't even talking no more. Y'all avoiding each other. He not even coming home in time to help you out with the kids. You know how that go. You not folding his socks no more. You not doing none of the things you used to do for him. Y'all going through your little war time. See, this is where courage come in. You need to have the courage to work it out, talk it out, and express yourself. Maybe, you know, one of you guys is wrong. Maybe I need to talk it out. Find out what's going on with them. And we get into number eight. So number eight is confidence. But before we get into confidence, let me ask Miss Kalima. Kalima, what you think about courage? You think we need to keep, you know, our courage going on? Make sure
of
we.
Of course, because without that, we have nothing.
See, that's what I'm talking about. You gotta work it out. We always gotta have the courage to be the first one to make the first step to make things right.
You gotta be that head lady, that head bitch, number one.
All right. So number eight, we get into confidence. Confidence. Men want us to be a little confident. Make sure he knows what you're doing. He wants you to bring sexy things to bed. Not only give him intoxicating energy. It gives you intoxicating energy. Come into bed with some confidence. Make him flip him, rub him, whatever. Do what you got to do. Let him know you just get in that bedroom. You know what I'm saying, ladies? Always have that confidence. Men like that. They think that's sexy. They think that's something you getting ready to take charge and everything. And then we get into our number nine, physical attraction. Now, we all know. That is very important in a relationship. And a lot of times, you know, I ain't going to lie, probably don't happen to me a couple of times. My man
definitely,
checked me, like, listen,
important.
Please, get it together. We get used to being in a comfortable relationship. So now we're starting to wear sweatpants, doing things like mismatched socks, big oversized T-shirts. You know, physical attraction is very important. Make sure you keep yourself sexy and dolled up every now and then. Keep your man eyes still wondering on you in the bedroom. And I got a caller on the line. Caller, how are you?
I am enjoying the show, Peter. This is Ashley. How you doing?
Hey, how are you, Anthony? Thanks for calling. So, Anthony, you know we're going to put you on the spot, right?
All right, put me on the spot, baby.
All right, so, Anthony, tell me, what is... If I didn't say it here, what is maybe the number one thing that you want your lady to do in the bedroom or you want to come to bed with you?
Number one thing?
The number one. If you got a number one, maybe you got a two, three, and four thing. Who knows?
Be aggressive.
See, ladies, passionate and aggressive.
Willing.
What's aggressive? What do you want her to do?
Initiated.
See, ladies, this is that's almost going back to number one. Have the enthusiasm. Initiate the sex. Bring it more to the man. Thank you so much for calling, Anthony. I appreciate your insight. Make sure you stay tuned and to Nicole. K. Nicole Ladies Night every Friday, 11:30 to 12 on B-Stu Radio. Thank you.
All right.
All right, Kalima. What you think, Kalima? I lost her too. But you know what? Let me get into number ten. Our last one. Last one. Absolute delight. Sometimes we don't pay enough attention, and the key to all of this, all 10 steps of this, is to have time to pay to your man. You know, you pay attention to each other in a relationship. You know, bring back the little kiddiness again. Giggle a little bit. Tickle each other. You know, joke, dance with each other like you used to. You know how y'all used to be when y'all first got together. You know how much y'all used to play and touch, hug and kiss. Try to get back into that. And that right there will keep the relationship going. You know, anything is possible. So that was our 10 things of keeping the relationship going. We're going to get into some music again. Y'all stay tuned. This is K. Nicole on B-Stu Radio, Ladies Night.
Love for you was beyond saying it. I can only deliver it, clear it, or feel it like we be a deal. I wanna give it to you like a stripper to give it to a nigga that claim me and miss her and that he won't forget her. I wanna pay more attention to you, how much do I owe you? I die for you and show you that I'm sweet as Manoia. I wanna get to know you in and out so you can go in and out right out of my house at round 9 on the clock. I be picking up on you like it be a test. Jumping like bungee, I'm asking how high. Sweet as mom's potato pie, now that's a fly guy. He be having me tripping like I be a bitch bitching, but he know that ain't my intention. Sometimes I get caught up thinking just a little too much. Sometimes I get jealous. Sometimes I question your trust, but you be hanging with me, cause I be solid as a rock. Keep stepping it up a notch. Watch over your flock and put bullets in all your blocks. I be taking up on you like you be a test. Got me feeling so bright like I be brushing with crest.
Luxury of like not knowing each other for real. Hold up.
Load a flower bomb, firefly. When I'm low, she take me high. I can teach you all the sounds of love.
Flower bomb, let me guess your favorite fragrance. And you got that bomb. I'm trying to detonate you. No disrespecting, baby. Just trying to make you smile. Try to keep my spirits up. That's why I lay this down. Try to keep your spirits up. Lil Vodka, whatever. Took it forever to get dressed. I acknowledge your effort. So I clap for her. She deserves an applause. Shawty working so hard. She deserves that baton. Shawty, wear your baton. Racing through my mind like she heard that. I got that work. I heard that she been on strike. Care to tell? I read your mind. She been on them dollars first. Caramel, macchiatos. When Shawty get in the work, I can
can be your boyfriend, be your nigga, or a friend with perks. I'm just trying to work that. They just trying to work your nerves. I'm just trying to read your mind. I'm just trying to feed you mind. I'm just trying to give you light. They just trying to let you fly.
Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to the K. Nicole Show. We have this show, Ladies Night, every Friday, 11:30 to 12. Make sure y'all tune in. We just went over our top 10 things your man really wanted in the bedroom: enthusiasm, variety, adventure, generosity, authenticity, attention, courage, confidence, physical attraction, and absolute delight. I appreciate everybody for calling in. Thank you for tuning in to the Ladies Night with K. Nicole on Beef Stew Radio. Make sure y'all tune in again, 11:30 to 12. We got something else we're going to talk about. Everybody, enjoy your night.
This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now, we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew. Try this beef stew. Try this beef stew.